for 35 plus days, camping every night. And we don't want to kill each other by the end of it. Let's make your next camping trip much easier and more enjoyable using clever tips and tricks. Starting now. Tips and tricks for RV camping. How to save your marriage when backing up your trailer or RV. You spent a week packing up the trailer to make it your enjoyable mini home on wheels. You've locked up the house and just traveled 6 hours to your chosen campground. You finally get to the site, and now you just need to park the trailer. This is the scene we have seen too frequently at our neighboring campsites. The passenger, for simplicity we'll call her Joan, jumps out of the truck and runs to the other end of the campsite to direct the alignment. The driver, named Henry, then begins to back it up. But Henry has turned too early and is about to hit a tree. Joan, who is unfortunately out of Henry's line of sight, begins to wave her hands frantically and scream that he needs to move the back end more to the right. However, Henry cannot see or hear Joan. The location of the truck and trailer during this process are making her frequently invisible and hard to hear. Henry continues on the current track, unaware of the nearby danger to their $50,000 unit and an innocent tree. A frantic Joan runs to the side of the trailer, waking up the dead with her screaming that he needs to stop now. Henry stops, drives forward, and then tries backing up again, hopefully this time a bit more to the right. This process repeats until somehow the couple blindly gets the thing into the site. The solution to this communication problem? Use your cell phones. In this day and age, both people normally have a cell phone. Jump out of the car and call the driver. If they have Bluetooth, it's even easier. Now they can hear you without screaming and without confusing 2 more feet with look on the street. Ironically, Joan was probably holding her cell phone just before putting it down to walk to the other end of the campsite to scream at him 30 feet away. Yes, you will often be 30 feet or less apart. But with a trailer and a truck between you, it is 30 feet that needs a communication boost. The words, "of course," probably appear next in your mind. But amazingly, almost no one uses their cell phones. I know because I always watch as people back into their sights to see if they have figured out this trick. They have not. In all our years of camping, people use the scream and wave method as their go-to method of communication. A rare occasion, they use walkie-talkies. Radios are only needed if you don't have cell phone reception at the site. There is one more important tip to note. Before you start backing up the trailer, the driver needs to stop on the road, get out of the vehicle, and walk the 15 feet back to the site and survey the situation. This investment can be done in under a minute. The person should be looking for trees, large rocks, or posts, like the campsite number post. That could be a problem, both in the site and on the opposite side of the road. You can hit things with the front of your truck as it swings around when you back up, and the campgrounds often have narrow, single-lane roads. Do not underestimate this real hazard, especially as the front of the truck is often a blind spot. Both people also need to look for the slope of the site, how wide the entrance is, the length of the site, and the location of the hookups, if the site has them. Both people should agree where the RV should be parked on the site. Never assume you would both agree on the target location any more than you would assume that everyone else likes your favorite pizza topping. Then, when Joan references a tree or a rock, Henry has an idea of how big and where the item is actually located relative to everything else. This makes communication much easier. You do not have time to read a descriptive novel of the setting as the driver is backing up. This is a step that people often think is unnecessary, but it has made a huge difference in lowering our number of attempts when we park. Anytime that we have problems getting it right, it is because we got lazy and skipped this step. Ultimately, my husband had to get out of the truck anyway and survey the land after failed attempt number 3. So all we did was prolong our public humiliation and pain. Yes, you should expect that all of your neighbors will casually observe and evaluate your skill set from their sight. Every single time. In the camping world, the most exciting thing on earth is watching someone else trying to back into their campsite. This 30-second investment can make the difference between a 3-minute good parking experience and a 30-minute frustrating experience of repeated and embarrassing attempts. When you use your cell phones and you do a quick sweep of the area before you park, you will look like an expert camper to your many new fans.